"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And what happens after 4 o'clock? You should know by now. You go to the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand podcast. And then for the rest of the day, for the rest of eternity, you could listen to everything you missed this afternoon.
All right. You're okay today. You're on time here. You don't need any extra time to get ready.
I've been very disciplined today. Unusually disciplined.
There's a keyword coming every hour, and this is it today and tomorrow. This contest will end. They usually come back, but we're just letting you know. Get in there for the opportunity to win the $1,000, the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. Keyword is revealed at 1:20. It'll be spelt for you. John Cobalt won't spell it, but he will repeat the word. So you have a strong idea what it is if you want to win.
We can't do everything for you.
No. And they are ridiculously.
These are generally short words.
Yeah, it's not like supercalifragilistic.
No, it's 4 to 6 letters.
I don't know. It has something to do with money and green stuff. And
even if you're in mid double digits for an IQ, you should be able to play this.
Yes. Another bus has arrived. How about that? We now have, what are we up to now? Six buses have arrived in downtown Los Angeles with migrants from Texas. So we're getting them 40 at a time, roughly. This one had 23 adults and 13 children. They like to say that, too. A nonprofit puts out that, ranging in ages from 2 to 17, because that's supposed to push the idea that this is just inhumane. A 2-year-old they sent on a bus to California.
Well,
how horrible.
Parents should have kept the family home.
The sponsor says the asylum seekers will be connected with loved ones, family members, or sponsors in the region. That didn't happen in New York too well, did it? Because they ended up in shelters and they're overrun.
No. There were no sponsors. There were no family members in New York. There may not be any such thing here either. They just say stuff. Much of it is just lies. They just make stuff up.
Yeah, but if you wanted to make the point that this was horrible and inhumane, you'd say, now they have nowhere to go. Yet this group is saying, well, they're going to be taken in.
See, what they're doing is they're playing it both ways. She says, this is a coalition executive director of a freaking coalition. What coalition is this? They just describe her as a coalition executive director without explaining what the agency is. Anyway, her name is Angelica Salas. Listen to this crap. In one of the hottest summers in recent history, the lives of 36 asylum seekers have been upended once again by the political ploys courtesy of Governor Abbott. Stop there. She goes on. But that's her thing. But if there are sponsors and family members here, then nothing has been upended.
Not at all. It's actually a good thing. That's what they probably wanted.
They came to Texas voluntarily.
Again, they're trying to have it both ways with this. They always do this.
Because it's propaganda. It's to give people the idea that Greg Abbott is a very bad man, right? That's the idea.
Right.
But at the same time, they're trying to say, look how compassionate we are. Except it's all the decision of the migrants. The illegal aliens came to Texas willingly. It's not like they don't know that they're going to be bused somewhere, right? At this point, they all know they're going to be put on a bus or a plane and shipped somewhere else, right? Very few people are staying in Texas. So they know this. They come anyway. And then, if what they say is true, they've got sponsors, friends, relatives waiting for them here in California. So what's the problem? Nobody's done anything wrong other than the illegal aliens breaking the law.
This is actually a form of relief because these towns in Texas, such as El Paso and Brownsville, are so overrun, you will end up on the street. The fact that they put you on a bus and send you to a city where a whole bunch of churches and nonprofits are waiting for you and allegedly sending you to a sponsor or a family, that's a wonderful thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
It's
all the public's tax money, right? The taxpayers in Texas have to play for that show to care for them and put them on a bus, travel them out here. Now they're in California. We have to pay for it. They're not entitled to the Texas taxpayers' money. They're not entitled to our money. And you know, and this is a fact which is omitted by everyone in the propaganda media, most asylum seekers, if they bother to go to court, lose their case. Their asylum is denied. The vast, vast majority are told, no, sorry, your story's nonsense. No asylum for you. Mm-hmm. Which is why most of them skip court. So, I mean, the whole thing is fake and a charade. This story in the LA Times is 100% horse manure. 100%. It avoids everything that's truthful because everything that's truthful is unflattering.
You should smell it.
It's smelling right in front of me here.
So if we eventually get to about 9,008 of these migrants being sent from Texas to California, we might equal the number of California wealthy residents who left California for Texas. There's a new study out. Once again, we're getting these numbers. And the figure is people who make at least $200,000 a year have been leaving states like California and New York and going, of course, to the states of Florida and Texas. We now have actual exact numbers based on this study, which comes from an outfit called Smart Asset, a financial information provider. And they put the net migration loss, and this is 2021, so this is a lot of people that packed up during the pandemic. And because these are wealthier people, some of the excuse that it's the high cost of housing and the high cost of living in California is a little rubbed out by this.
No.
Well, $200,000 in some places in California is not wealthy. It's decent enough to at least be middle class.
You're not begging for food on a street corner.
Right.
It's good enough. Yeah, I'm looking here, and our net migration loss is 27,000.
And yes, that's wealthy. That's just the wealthy residents.
Yes.
Who left California for other states.
Can you imagine that? 27.
You multiply that. Well, there's another study that came out that actually has numbers in terms of how much was actually lost in what they call net negative tax income migration. The California number, -$343.2 million. That's what we lost in wealthier residents leaving the state and taking with them the taxes that they would turn over to the state of California.
$343 million.
$343 million, yes.
There you go.
That's one of the reasons that there's a budget deficit. And obviously, the deficit's much bigger than that, but that factors into it.
Yeah, they're not leaving necessarily because of the high cost of living. Maybe the high cost of taxes.
That's it. That's why I'm saying, if you make $200,000 a year, you're not complaining about everything in terms of the rent in California or the gas prices so much. But
everyone leaving comes from a high tax state on this list. California, 27,000. New York, 19,000. Some of New York's taxes are worse than ours. Illinois, very high tax state, 9,000. Massachusetts, there's a reason they call it Taxachusetts, right? That's a high tax state. New Jersey, I know this firsthand, very high tax state. They're fifth. And Virginia and Maryland, and those are high tax states as well. And almost, you know, and they're all Democrat states.
And the states that took in the wealthy residents were Florida, Texas, North Carolina, Arizona, and South Carolina and Tennessee.
Right.
And Nevada, of course. States without an income tax is one thing.
All these states are warm weather states. Some of them are downright broiling right now. And so you see people are fleeing to heat no matter how hot it gets.
Right.
It doesn't matter that the hots are getting hotter. It's that the tax states are getting more taxier, and that's what's driving them out.
The statistics that's even more eye-bulging is the chart of states with the largest net positive tax income migration. Florida, $12.4 billion extra they took in from people who migrated to that state and took with them their income. Now, Florida doesn't have a state income tax, but obviously there are other taxes they can collect. That's huge. Texas was second with $10.7 billion taken in by people moving there. So, you know, you can see the effects over time because we were always told years ago, don't worry, no matter how high California's personal income tax rate is, and it's like, was it 13.3 now, I think, on the high earners? And they wanted to even push it further. Remember they were discussing a net wealth tax?
Yeah.
We're not losing that many people.
Well, 13.3 plus the extra, isn't 1% tax for mental health?
I have that in the 13.3.
I thought that pushed it to 14.3.
No, I could be wrong, but
both numbers are bad.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, 27,000 people, but you multiply that by their high earnings of, you know, at least $200,000 a year. Remember, we lost Elon Musk, so that would be a little higher. That would drag the average up a little bit like that. But this stuff adds up. And again, the response is, it's just a small number of people. But
no, it's,
meanwhile, we're going to take in the migrants that are coming here from Texas, and I don't think they're going to add much to the tax base.
The thing is, The top 1% in California provide 45% of the income tax revenue for the state.
That's right. So you can see every loss.
Yeah. So this is a lot of people and a lot of dollars. And but look, if that's how they want to run their state, and what's it being replaced by? Busloads of illegal aliens. Body for body, wealthy people going, and not only wealthy people, but people who are really smart and talented. You know, you don't get to be wealthy in most cases unless you've got something going for you.
All right. We got more coming up. And, of course, as soon as we return, we'll have another keyword for you to possibly win some money in the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we got the medical report. Apparently, Bronny James has been discharged from the hospital after his cardiac arrest episode on Monday. So that's good news. Everybody's feeling hopeful for that. We don't have a lot more information on that, but that just came in. But now we move over to the big story from yesterday. The GOP leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, 81 years old. We've now learned that actually he's taken quite a few falls this year. Mm-hmm. There's a story that he... I do like the term, even though it's kind of harsh. Face planted.
Oh, he looks like he face planted.
It's kind of a harsh term.
Yeah.
But people say it all the time. Oh, yeah, I face planted. Usually people are drunk. They say that. When he got off a plane at Reagan Airport just 12 days ago.
Yeah.
Yep. So they're still not confirming what happened yesterday, but some believe he's got some sort of neurological problem. So there have been multiple reports that he has fallen a number of times this year. The reason you don't see it is because he's not president.
Right.
Right? If Biden falls, we're all going to know because the press is following him everywhere.
You'd have just as many Mitch McConnell jokes as you do Biden jokes.
In fact, is there a media outlet that has a reporter assigned to follow Mitch McConnell everywhere and, you know, report on?
He's had a lot of power, but he's kind of a dull man.
Right.
So that's not a beat.
Tripped and fell while getting out of a car on a snowy day as he's walking to meet the president of Finland is another story. He fell again at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Washington, got a concussion, hit his head after that tumble. He broke some ribs at the hotel. Oh, we know about that one. He was out of Congress for 6 weeks.
Why is it that at this point we can't get a group of leaders that are aged, let's say, 40 to 70? I mean, there's a lot of people in this country aged 40 to 70, a lot of them in politics.
They don't want to do this.
I read that the largest segment of Congress are baby boomers. And the youngest baby boomer is now almost 60.
What about the possibility there's a lot of people between 30 and 50 or 55 that don't want to do, they don't want to get into politics?
Well,
they've seen how it smells.
I really don't
make a lot of money unless you go corrupt.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the Bidens, though. I mean, there's a way around it. But the old generation is corrupt too, obviously.
Right.
Right. So let's say that all of them are corrupt, all the generations.
Yeah.
It's just, we should have people who can speak clearly and stand upright. That's all I'm asking for here. You end up with no confidence. If all your leaders are face planting and they're mumbling and repeating themselves, we got another Feinstein clip coming up later.
That's what we're going to do now.
Yeah, well, all right.
But Nikki Haley, who's one of those running for president on the Republican side and probably polling 1%, she wants to have competency tests for politicians older than 75. And she wants term limits for Congress.
Yeah, well, see, people deserve this because this is who they vote for. You know, there should be term limits in a rational world, but why can't people just vote out these old dogs here?
Well, speaking of Feinstein, as John just mentioned, and this is the oldest of the olds in D.C., she was at a routine Senate committee hearing yesterday, and all they were doing is taking the roll. Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. Eventually, they're going to vote on a defense appropriations bill, but right now it's like, who's here? So what are you supposed to say when you're here?
Aye.
All right, let's play the hot mic audio.
Senator Feinstein.
You say aye. Pardon me?
Aye.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion for the Department of Defense. And it funds priorities submitted.
Just say aye.
Yeah, just say aye.
Okay, just...
Thank you. Oh, no. They let that go on a while, too. She started reading her whole opening of her little statement there.
So his aides, they were whispering, just say aye?
Yeah, they were trying to... It got louder there at the end, but she thought they were voting on the bill.
How many times did they whisper to her there?
Can you roll that back? It did seem like a lot. Yeah.
I'll count. Hold on.
Yeah.
Senator Feinstein.
Say aye. Pardon me?
Aye.
Yeah.
To say
I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion.
She's not supposed to be
That's
reading
an
this.
Increase of $26 billion.
Only aye.
For the Department of Defense. And it funds priorities submitted.
Yeah, just say aye.
Okay. Just
there was somebody whispering again.
Get this over with. Just say aye.
I counted seven.
Seven times?
Seven times she's prompted? Well, some of them are whispers. She might not have heard them. I can hear a couple on mic there.
Did you hear her almost say, just say I, like trying to repeat what they were saying? She catches herself.
Oh, yeah.
Herself.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, just say I.
Okay.
Please just wheel her out. Time to go.
You know, we need more rooms at the Biden rest home.
It proves, though, how worthless, you know, congressional members are. Like,
right.
You know, you can have somebody in this condition in there, and it's not really making a critical difference,
no.
I guess.
Well, all right. So, but you see, the thing is, other people are making decisions. Like, other people are making calls.
Oh, her staff, yeah.
Yeah, but in the White House, right, Biden's had some really nutty decisions and strategies, right. And we don't know who's made those decisions. Yeah, he's got a lot of activists on the staff, so the activists have been running things. And that's why we all have all these nutty climate change policies, for example, or that botched Afghanistan withdrawal. I think there's some lunatics running the White House, and we don't know their names, and we can't vote them out.
Say aye.
Say aye.
Aye. We'll be back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. Go to the iHeart app, John and Ken on Demand. That's the name of the podcast. And you can hear the entire show, anything you missed, later after 4.
All right. The Moist Line will be coming back tomorrow during the 3 o'clock hour. So a heads up, we're still taking your messages. There's room. Use the iHeart Radio app, the microphone icon there, or the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
Yeah, I was just looking at a news story on Feinstein. That was one of the other senators trying to get her to say I.
Oh, it was?
It was Senator Patty Murray from Washington.
And the others were staffers that were whispering, right?
Right, yeah. So,
wonder how many she has, like, really close to her now that she's in this condition. And I know they wheel her around, but they've got to have two or three that are constantly there.
They're all sending out resumes.
I just... And making decisions, probably.
Yeah.
Let me see that bill. All right. We'll hold a little quorum here among the staff and decide on it. Coming up after 2 o'clock, we'll be talking to Brad Garrett, ABC News for KFI. Yesterday, a bit of a bombshell, the Hunter Biden plea deal, dealing with his tax problems and his gun problem, collapsed in front of a judge. So they're maybe starting over. He ended up just pleading not guilty rather than pleading out the case.
The Daily Mail has an exclusive as to what happened.
Okay.
Well, there's the plea agreement, right, which everybody agreed on, because everybody was puzzled. It's like, well, this stuff is negotiated word by word for weeks, so both sides know what's in it, right?
Yeah.
So there shouldn't have been any surprises. Well, Hunter's lawyers, you remember the guy who was puffing on that bong in Pacific Palisades the other day?
They call him his sugar brother. Did you hear that term?
Yeah, I saw that. So
that's Hunter's sugar brother.
He's the lead lawyer. So the lawyers snuck in something into the diversion agreement. There's two agreements, the plea agreement that the judge signs off on, and then the diversion agreement, and there was a clause hidden in there that gave Hunter blanket immunity for a wide range of other charges, including illegal foreign lobbying.
Oh, see, and that's what we're going to talk about with Brad Garrett, because that looks like a strong case there.
The judge...
He didn't register as a foreign agent.
The judge doesn't sign off on diversion agreements. So they took this offensive component and they hid it in the diversion agreement, except the judge read both agreements and said, wait a second, you can't do that.
Wow, good for her.
She didn't even think it was constitutional to clear Biden of any further charges and have it not be part of a plea agreement. You can do that, but it has to be in the official plea agreement. And so they tried to pull a fast one and she caught them. And that's why there was so much confusion.
Did you see what else she said to Hunter Biden?
No.
Get a job.
Did she?
She did, yes. And stay sober. Yeah, she gave him that two pieces of advice.
You know, that is great advice for everyone.
It is.
If you get a job and stay sober, life will turn out half decent.
Which brings us to our next story, the homeless, which is what we should all be yelling at them. Get a job, stay sober. I don't know how this is going to go over, but we're back around to Los Angeles City Council member Katie Yaroslavsky-Young. Remember her?
Oh, my God.
Or Katie Young Yaroslavsky, because she married into the family.
Yeah, she was the one who allowed that woman to sleep naked on the sofa.
Near the Beverly Center.
Near the Beverly Center, yeah.
I wonder if that's looking okay these days. I haven't been there lately.
Neither have I. I don't know.
Well, she's making the news because I want to see how this goes over. She's going to put the homeless... And it's not a building. It looks like they're going to put up some type of structures on a property on the west side near the West Side Pavilion, 2377 Midvale Avenue. Apparently, the city has a lot there, like a parking lot there, and they're going to turn it into an interim housing project with 30 beds.
Did you used to live near there?
I didn't live near. I lived in Westwood, but I lived closer to the village. Not by the pavilion.
Oh, okay.
No. It's going to be built by LifeArc. And it says here in the story that these will be, it's hard to describe. I saw it here and now I can't find it. $60,000 a unit, which tells me that they are just like little pop-up tents or something like that.
So it's going to be a lot that they're going to be putting these?
Yeah, it's either a parking garage or a lot, but they're going to remake it at a cost of $1.8 million to put 30 units up. Oh, they're called prefabricated housing units.
So
they're probably tiny homes? That's what I think they are.
The West Side Pavilion's on Pico, right?
It is on Pico, yes.
Okay, right. But behind Pico Boulevard are residential streets.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of them, right? I've driven through there many times. Used to go to the movies there all the time.
So if you set up a homeless...
The pavilion's now largely dead. They're turning it into...
Oh, it's empty. Yeah.
Yeah, all the stores are gone.
Closed years ago.
Right. But remember, everybody says we should turn these dying malls into housing. But this brings us back to this idea that just because they squat there doesn't mean you have to permanently house them there. Now, this isn't permanent, but it's one step closer. I mean, you put 30 people in prefabricated housing on a parking lot. What are they going to do all day?
The crowd on the Nextdoor app did not like it. I saw this last night.
Oh, that's why I talked about the story. A few listeners forwarded the story and said, can you believe they're doing this?
Well, she's got
that's a little better area than putting them in downtown L.A. near Skid Row or something.
You vote for Yaroslavsky, what do you get? You're going to get needles and feces and sewage and people screaming and snorting and huffing and puffing, and that's what you get from Yaroslavsky. That's their brand.
She claims that if you walk on the west side or you drive on the west side, you'll see people living in tents. This will be a solution, and it's only 30, by the way. But we don't have enough interim or permanent housing. So while we're waiting for the permanent housing to be constructed, how many years have we heard that?
Well,
we need something interim, and that will be these prefabricated units.
30 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, near a residential neighborhood.
Because they're saying it's only $60,000 per unit for the units. So that's why it's not permanent housing. We're not talking about $300,000, $400,000 apartments, but that's what they're going to do. And that's why I think it's tiny homes made of probably, I forget what they make them of. But
that'll work until this crowd burns them down. They'll have a propane tank, or they'll be cooking meth, and then the whole thing will go to hell.
Well, we'll see what happens. They're going to have a community meeting over this on August 3rd at the Temple Isaiah Community Room on Pico. It's an in-person session for people to come and speak out. They'll discuss design, construction schedules, safety protocols, and rules for residents who live there. Wow. Oh, I see, rules for the homeless that will live in the prefabricated home. So they want to meet with the residents and talk about, you know, how they're going to try to make this safe. And don't we always hear that? We heard that from Mike Bonin over in Venice, right? And that stupid Garcetti thing that they put up, and that became...
It is so easy to pacify the silly people that live around here. You just have to use the buzzword. Yes, we're committed to keeping the neighborhood safe. No, they're not. Not when you have 70,000 people in the streets and they're mentally ill and whacked out on drugs. No, Katie Yaroslavsky and Karen Bassetti have no interest in keeping anybody safe, or these people wouldn't be there. They're going to be left to bake this summer and then die of an overdose. That's what's going to happen to them.
I want to see how this goes over with the locals when they realize there'll be 30 homeless people propped up. Some of them will say, well, there's already 30 homeless people in tents on the sidewalks. We're just going to... No, but you know what happens? And this happened in Venice. Then the other homeless people just camp nearby because they think there might be services and such.
That's known as a false choice. You don't want 30 people living in anything near a residential neighborhood. Not tents, not apartments, not pop-up units, nothing. Not cardboard boxes. No, they have to go far, far away from upper middle class neighborhoods.
Take them to Slab City.
Slab City, here we come.
All right, Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, the girl is naked. She's walking around naked. I think I'm watching some Charlie Sheen show or something. She's got no clothes on. She's naked.
And she white, black, or has...
She's naked. She's laying on the garage floor naked.
She's in the garage on the floor, laying on the floor naked.
With her naked body, looking right at George.
Then she said to me, take off your clothes. So I took off my underwear, so I was naked there.
You were nude too, right?
And at that point, I took off my clothes.
I was like, no way, he's not naked. He's naked.
Naked and in front of a crowd.
And now, an update from the John and Ken Naked Desk. Here's John and Ken.
Now we got a wild one today. Johnny
Second
Kent
time this week we've been with the Naked Desk. Yeah. We don't pull that out often this year, so
don't use the phrase "pull that out" around the Naked Desk. John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, the other day we heard about an apartment complex in East Hollywood that was being terrorized by a naked man with a knife. Remember that story? Those poor people. It's all because he's looking for a woman that was taken away for a psych hold. Great. They belong together, don't they? Put him in the same psych ward then and don't let them out.
And And the Los Angeles Police Department did nothing.
No, they told the poor residents there felt like we're going to get killed here. Oh, yeah. That woman was put on a psych hold because she threatened to blow up the building. Now I remember that part.
Yes.
So, and this is her friend looking for her, and he decides to take off his clothes and walk around with a knife to find her. You go figure it out. I can't. Naked story number two of the week comes to us from the Bay Area and the Bay Bridge. Here's the story from NBC Bay Area reporter Valina Jones.
This guy has a gun.
Frightening moment on the Bay Bridge Tuesday as drivers dodge bullets fired by a woman walking naked on the freeway.
It's a lady.
Michael Crawford was driving eastbound and captured the chaos recording this video. First, he saw the woman's car parked in the middle of the freeway. When he got closer, that's when he realized she had a gun and was shooting at cars as they passed and pointing directly at their window.
It's a lady.
What's going through your mind at this point?
The censored version is we're screwed. Because we're basically just in a glass display case. We can't really do anything.
Seconds later, Crawford says the woman turned the gun on them.
They pointed the firearm directly at us while we were in the car. And in the video, that's kind of why the camera like ducks down, because I didn't know what was going on. That's kind of when it got serious.
The terrifying scene started just before 5 p.m. CHP received reports of a woman driving erratically on the Bay Bridge. Investigators say she got out of her car twice in the middle of traffic, once armed with a knife, then got back into her car and stopped and got out again near the toll plaza. This time she was naked and armed with a pistol.
I think it became pretty clear immediately she was experiencing some sort of mental health crisis.
Officer Barclay says the woman eventually surrendered near the 880 ramp and is now on a mental health hold at a local hospital, but will likely face several charges.
Due to the severity of the incident here, there are criminal charges that can be filed. So what we have to do is we have to allow the hospital to do their job, give her the treatment and the help that she needs.
Despite multiple vehicles hit by gunfire, CHP says no one was injured. Terrifying moments, Crawford is thankful didn't end in tragedy.
They're lucky they didn't hurt anybody, and I hope that they get better, and I'm glad that they didn't really get hurt.
I hope they get
better. Investigators are looking into what, if anything, prompted the woman to do this. CHP tells me that they are unsure of how long she will be under hospital supervision.
But San Francisco people's reactions to things, they always crack me up. Oh, I hope she gets better.
Yeah, she needs help. She had a mental health episode. Why can't you be more right, understanding? So this isn't just road rage, is it?
No, she parked the car sideways in the middle of the freeway. So she was blocking at least two lanes. So cars had to come to a stop and try to get around left and right. And that's why, like he said, they were sitting ducks. Because it's not like you were able to fly by at 80 miles an hour, right? You had to stop. You're stuck in traffic. There's a guy in front of you trying to get around it. Oh, God, what a mess. Yes, I hope she gets better. She ought to be locked up and never released. She was completely nude, and she had a loaded gun, and she's using it.
I'd like to know. I mean, I don't think this is a homeless person. She had a car. She was traveling somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then she just completely flipped out. And again, she comes out with a knife first, then goes back in, takes off her clothes, and comes out with a gun.
I heard she was a vegan.
Even us vegans wouldn't do that.
Anti-meat advocate.
Was she objecting to the tolls?
Maybe it was too hot?
I would be.
The heat made her crazy?
Yeah. Well, she was dressed like it was too hot.
Well, she was nude.
That was. And then I know it was really dangerous, but when I saw it, I couldn't stop laughing. I think there's something wrong with me. I see these things now. Thanks.
Well, it's so bizarre that you find it funny, but you think about people in the Bay Area now with all of the homelessness and drug addiction they've seen. While this is, quote, shocking, this probably isn't that stunning that it would escalate to this next level.
No, because that guy sounded like didn't seem as shocked as you would be, right? It's like, well, I hope she gets help.
I know, it's sort of like, well, it's just another day.
What help would that be exactly? What help is available? Like, what are they going to do with her? Because that psych hold is 72 hours, and she's going to come down from her drugs, and maybe she's going to be talking normally. And now what?
Even if she wasn't naked, I mean, can you imagine driving on a freeway and you see a car pull up or pull out that way and then somebody just gets out walking, shooting, and then to have that person naked?
Yeah.
I would be so stunned. I wouldn't want to move because I couldn't believe my eyes.
She's lucky she's not shot dead. I mean, police in other places, you're there with a gun, and you wish you wouldn't put it down at first.
You couldn't do that in Texas. Somebody would have taken her out.
Yeah, once if you're waving a gun and you're ordered to drop it, and you do not.
In the concealed carry states? She would have been wiped out in about 30 seconds.
Stand your ground states?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's San Francisco, so nobody's armed. Probably the police aren't even armed.
Yeah, I was trying to see if there's any update on her to see what the episode could be related to. Like, was she on the phone and got really upsetting news?
That makes you tear your clothes off?
Well, it's probably
meth makes you tear your clothes off because when you take too much meth, your body overheats.
Yeah.
And you're so hot and you start like grabbing and scratching at yourself and ripping your clothes off. And
yeah. I don't think you should take meth and drive a car. That would just be my easy advice.
And carry a gun.
Yeah.
And carry a gun.
What a great combination.
And a knife. But, you know, John has talked about this, a knife and a gun. A lot of people have that now in case road rage gets ugly. Remember that show we did about what do you have in your car to protect yourself?
Yes.
So it's not unusual for people to drive with these items.
Oh, my God. You know what? I've got this constant go around with my wife because she'll honk at people who cut her off.
Right. And you guys don't have anything in the car, though?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, well, you can take one of your son's baseball bats, but you probably have something bigger, don't you?
Yeah. Not going to say.
A flamethrower?
Pepper spray?
If you're going to get into battle, go big.
Oh. All right. All right. Coming up next, the actual term they're using, because I love this term, unpacking. We're going to be talking to ABC's Brad Garrett. He's a specialist for ABC News. To unpack the Hunter Biden investigation. And he'll tell us what he thinks this would be about. Of course, Hunter Biden, he was on that board of that gas company in Ukraine called Burisma. And apparently he got paid very handily. And there is a claim that the reason he got on that board is to get Joe Biden to help fire a prosecutor who was looking into that company. That, and of course, many other deals he made with foreign interests like in China and other countries. So we'll talk about all this with Brad Garrett when we come back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right.
Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.